Curbside recycling will continue in Petersburg, but it might look a little different. The Assembly passed a resolution that looks to give recycling customers a choice of how they put their recycling on the curb, either using blue plastic bags or a cart on wheels. A private contractor would collect the bags as it does now, and the borough would start collecting the carts. With the passage of the resolution, the sanitation ordinance must be rewritten and have three readings in front of the Assembly before any law changes. Angela Davis, co-owner of Ruger's Trucking, which has the recycling contract with the borough, questioned how the sanitation department is going to afford two programs.
Proposing two recycling programs to appease the community members and department heads is irresponsible. There is no need to spend nearly $300,000 on a garbage truck and recycling containers and pay a monthly subcontractor contract.
Davis submitted a resolution to the borough looking for the issue to go before voters. She will be gathering signatures to that end. However, the resolution will be moot if the Assembly continues to support their own similar resolution. The Assembly's vote came after hearing from half a dozen residents about recycling. Most of them spoke in favor of keeping the blue bag program as is. Resident Kate Kowalski.
I would be remiss as a private business to not support Ruger's Trucking. As a Chamber of Commerce member, it is my responsibility to promote a strong, diversified economy and to maintain a high quality of life in Petersburg.
Patty Randrup also spoke in favor of keeping the recycling program the way it is, with a private business collecting the blue bags. She says she was worried about the town losing another family if the Davises were put out of business.
People are leaving every day, whole families. You go into church, you say goodbye to a whole family because they can't make it here in town. They can't afford it. And now you've got a private business with a family, and you're saying, we don't need you anymore. The borough's going to do it. No, the borough isn't. It's going to keep spending more money and more money that people don't have.
Resident Bob Martin also spoke in favor of the private contractor. He said if the borough got into recycling, it would kill any decent bid contract. Martin wanted to see the whole recycling program go out to bid for the truck, operator, everything. But that didn't happen. At the meeting, the Assembly voted to purchase a recycling sanitation truck from Anchorage for about $207,000. The vote was 5-1, with Bob Flynn as the only no vote. The Assembly only heard from one resident in favor of moving toward a cart system, and that was Karen Malcolm. She said she doesn't want her garbage rates to go up 9% in the next year, which would happen if the blue bag program stayed the same.
My problem is, what about those people on a fixed income that it goes up 9%? How are they going to cover that? And it's not just recyclers that are going to have to pay this penalty. It's across the board. How is that fair? For one person, one entity that's on a contract to keep their job makes no sense to me.
Assembly member Cindy Lagadakis said although other cart supporters weren't at the meeting, she heard from several constituents who were also in favor of the carts.
I have had many, many people approach me and say they didn't want to get into the public debate, but they would prefer going to the carts. I do think that people need to hear that.
Assembly member Jay Stanton Greger supported the carts as a cost-saving measure. He said that the blue bag contract was only ever supposed to be temporary as the borough worked towards something else. The contract with Ruger's Trucking is for 15 months, ending June 30th. Assemblymember Bob Flynn voted no on both the resolution and the truck purchase because he didn't like the idea of having two different programs running at once.
In my opinion, we need to go either one way or the other, but not continue and break it up. It doesn't make sense.
Public Works Director Carl Hagerman assured the Assembly that going with the carts will save customers the most money in the long run. He said giving them two options will hopefully keep everyone recycling.
We're going to save more money if we move forward with the carts. The financial analysis is there.
If the blue bag recycling continues in a new contract, one thing will most definitely change. The blue bags will no longer be recycled. Hagerman says it costs more money for the borough to keep the bags in the recycling stream. The new contract will require the bags to be emptied by the contractor at the Baylor facility, and the bags themselves will be sent out with the trash to a landfill in Washington. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.